This is the Uptick Network Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Penny stock news and interviews from the microcap world. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. With your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a new guest, and I'm really excited to have him on there. They're kind of in the green space for construction and everything. We're talking about Auscrete Corp. They trade on the OTC pink sheets under the ticker symbol ASCK. And John Spravera is the CEO and president. John, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Everett. I appreciate you having me.
You know, give my listeners a little bit about Statement. I know that you guys were a company before the big shutdown of all the construction and everything, but you know, tell us what you guys are doing now and what makes your company so special.
Well, I guess we have to go back a few years here to talk about a technology that was developed in Australia back in the 1980s. And it was a development in lightweight concrete. As a building material, it was absolutely superb, but it didn't have any thermal efficiency. So we, in 2005, started redeveloping that technology into a hybrid panel basis so that we could meet all of the, meet and exceed all of the current international building codes. Now, over the period of about 5 years, we did that, and we were just ready to go into production, but the housing market, as well as many other things, had fallen down the,
yeah, it crashed,
the big hole. So we weren't able to continue throwing money at it in that situation. So what we did is we went ahead and, with a view to getting further financing for the company, we went ahead and became a public company. In 2012, we became effective the first time. We were still too early. The economy was still pretty bad. So once again, in 2015, we became effective once more. And since the very end of 2015 through 2016, we have been looking at various ways to finance this project. So that's our current situation now. So we've had many discussions with financiers, and we've defined a number of areas that our financing is coming from. And we're at a stage where we're getting ready to set up a construction plan.
Yeah, I saw that. You know, what I was really intrigued, I wanted you to come on the show, is that I'm trying to understand your guys' technology. Explain it to me like I'm a fifth grader. You know, what makes your technology so different than what's out there in the marketplace now?
Okay. Well, our technology is based on a lightweight concrete mixture, which is a specialty mixture. When I say lightweight, it's just a lighter weight. It's about half to two-thirds the weight of regular concrete, so it's still very heavy. But what happens is we put millions and millions of tiny air bubbles into a mixture of cement, sand, and a few other things, and we don't have any large gravel or aggregates like that, but it enables us to make a very pure product can have a very good finish on it, and we use that together in a hybrid mix that where we include some XPS insulation, and we end up with panels that have concrete on the inside and on the outside, and those are the actual final panels that we use in the construction of a building. So the inside wall of a house, for instance, is actually the concrete, the finished concrete. And on the outside of the house, we'd probably apply stucco or any other type of painted or siding or whatever is required. Stucco is by far the better way to go with it. So the technology basically, it has a hybrid mix. It has very, very high energy efficiency because of the way that it's constructed. It saves a lot of power, and it's got really good sound absorption, soundproofing, because, well, for the same reason, the insulation. It won't burn. You can hit it with a blowtorch, and the base material is used actually in various different places to line steel stanchions so that they're protected from fires. So there's plenty of room for expansion and contraction with all these little tiny air bubbles, that the material won't spall like regular concrete does when you hit it with very high temperatures.
So let me ask you this. With the tiny bubbles, does it make it a weaker concrete? Or?
Well, it's all a matter of, I guess, the level that you're looking at. A regular concrete goes up at about 5,500 PSI. Our concrete is around about 3,500 to 4,000 PSI. So there's a little loss of strength, but we don't need the strength to build the type of structures that that you're looking at with these enormous skyscrapers. Our technology is used in a different way. So if you actually compare it to the other things that are out there, which is stick-built timber construction homes, I mean, I don't have a number, but 10 to 20 times as strong would certainly be well within the believability of the strength of the material.
Absolutely. You know, I want to get on with the roadmap. You know, I was doing some research on your company last night. You guys got a 25,000 square foot building. You're building 18,000 square foot building. So tell us about the new manufacturing plant that you're about ready to break ground on.
Okay. So, well, for our campus, we've chosen a 10.3-acre parcel of land on a local industrial park. We should be breaking ground basically any day now with all of the permits and approvals that have to be done. It takes a while. And our first building that we'll be putting up is a 25,000-square-foot building. It's got a mezzanine down one end where we have the mixer, and that's the raw materials production area. And the rest of the building will be housing the tables, the casting tables that we need for casting the big panels, and, of course, the roof panels as well. And then right at the other end, there's a finishing area for as each panel comes out and gets taken out to storage, it's checked, and if there's any anything that needs to be just slightly repaired, or bug holes, as we call them, we can go ahead and do that in that area. So that's our first building, and we'll be using basically the pilot plant equipment we used between 2005 and 2010 to get this production going up as quickly as possible. We'll have new equipment coming in, you know, later on, but to get going as quickly as possible, that's...
So 6 months out, we plan on having the building up. Is that correct?
That's correct. We plan on being in production at that point.
Well, in production. Okay. So let me just move forward. We're in production. It's been 6 months. Now, where do we go from here? Do we already have PO numbers, purchasing order numbers? Do we already have accounts? Where do we start putting money onto the balance sheet?
Okay. Just here, right locally outside our door, we have four houses and a 12 apartment block to construct immediately. We also have a commercial building that needs to be constructed. We have a group of investors that have land here with over 100 housing lots that they want us to actually start right at one end and just work our way right up through and just keep building until we're finished. We're in the Columbia Gorge here in Oregon, and in the gorge right now, it has the lowest inventory, in fact, nearly zero inventory of housing available right now. And we have people coming to us from all over the place wanting us to start building buildings. We can't take orders for all of those things right now because we just don't know when we're going to be able to fulfill them. But the market for affordable housing is just absolutely enormous, one of the largest consumer markets in the world. So, yes, we have a lot of work right in front of us from the day that we start.
I totally agree with you. My daughter just bought a house in Portland, Oregon. Mm-hmm. And when the amount she told me how much they paid for it and the square footage, I kind of just shook my head, as every father does.
Yep.
And it's, you know, the prices up there are absolutely crazy. My guest today is John Sprovera. He is the CEO and president of Oz Creek Corp, and they trade on the OTC markets. under the ticker ASCK. What about the future? What are the plans? How do we expand the company? What's the footprint, John?
Okay, well, we need to cover the whole of the United States. We believe our product is going to be the basic product that everybody else is going to judge us by. This plant that we're building here in Oregon, it will be our flagship. It's our head office for the company. We have a system whereby we can put up a plant for about $1 million. So, and we can economically deliver product within 1,000 miles of the plant. So basically, we're looking at doing something like 5 to 6 plants throughout the rest of the U.S. over the next few years. I think the next plant would probably go into New Mexico, and that would cover a very, between that and this plant up here, covers a big area here on the West Coast. I think their next step will then be over in the east there, somewhere near, or down in the tornado country, which is a very good use for our very, very strong product. We're thinking either Alabama or Mississippi. And then out in the Midwest somewhere, we should be able to put up a plant that can be accessed, that can access the balance of the country over there. So that's our plan in terms of the United States. But there is a lot of other things that are going on currently that need to be looked at. We did sign an agreement last year with a group out of Jamaica who are asking us to put up a plant down there to build 1,500 homes, of course, low-cost homes, and additionally a 300-room hotel. How we finance that is still up in the air, but we believe that it'll probably be a separate company, which, you know, our company, Oss Creek Corporation, will own probably the major part of, and we'd probably finance it through an IPO or some other form of financing.
If we can, John, can we get back to the actual product, the Oss Creek, you know, the bubbles in the concrete?
Yeah.
Do you guys have a you guys have a patent on that?
There was a patent on the original product, but of course it's been changed considerably since then. So basically, we're out in the marketplace. We're our protection is what we can do in the marketplace.
So you don't have any kind of provisional or utility patent on that?
No, we don't have. We have just a design registration.
Is there plans to get a utility or a provisional patent on that technology?
You know, we looked at trying to do that. What we do is a group of things that other people have done, and we've been given to believe that it may not be. It may be very difficult to patent it.
I see.
Or in the next stage, it may be difficult to protect it. So we've decided to go ahead with making our way in the marketplace. And the marketplace is so big that there's room for a lot of other people out there anyway.
The company that we're highlighting today is Oss Creek Corp. They trade on the OTC market under the ticker symbol ASCK. John, in closing here, is there anything that you want to get out to my listeners that we didn't get a chance to talk about?
I believe our company right now is terribly undervalued. The market cap is considerably low, and there is a lot of room for expansion out there of our own company, and as such, it should have a big benefit for our shareholders. I think our plant, when we get it started, will be producing revenues of around $15 million a year. So when you look at our valuation currently versus that type of value, it's certainly worth looking at us as a potential future investment.
I agree. Your market cap's at $2,200. Your stock price is at
$222,000.
And your stock price is at 0006, I believe.
007, right now.
John, I want to thank you for coming on the show. I wish you nothing but continued success, and I hope that you come back in 40 or 50 days and give my listeners an update of where we're at.
I would certainly like to do that. Yes, and thank you very much.
The following program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire LLC, which is responsible for the following content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and of those of the respective companies they represent, and does not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of this station. Uptick Network encourages all listeners of the show to do their own due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that'll work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of today's show may have paid to appear on the show and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Network or this station.